started. I'm trying to be a short session if we can. So can you do a roll call for us, please?
Yes. Elder is absent. LaChance is absent. Chacon will be late. Rodriguez?
Here.
Lindblom?
Here.
Johnson is absent. Greider?
Here.
Gambro?
Here.
And Walter?
Here.
Do we have any amendments? We have Rob Fredrickson here. I don't know if I should call you a visitor, Rob. I always do at this point. Sorry, I don't know where else to put you. Do we have any amendments to the agenda? No? Okay, let's take a look at the minutes from last month, December 14th meeting. Who's a staff member that says, "Dear members of the board, thank you so much for approving a raise for all of us. We do know how difficult it has been for you, and we all deeply appreciate each of you. You have shown us in many ways your kind hearts. Thank you again." Which is very nice of her to do. No public comment, no staff comment, so we'll go right to the treasurer report.
Okay, if you want to look at the check register. Those beginning three pages are for Visa bills. So first one, $45. No, wait. Not a total on that. Okay, well, you can see it's two, $166.98 and $45. And the next one is a total of $393.61. And the third one is $1,038.42.
Well, that's actually the total.
That's the total of
the credit card bill run on page.
The 1,000.
Okay,
yeah.
Yep, yeah. Okay, you're okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Then moving to the page four, bill for all the lights that are being replaced in the amount of $360.24. Michelle says they're putting in LED lights, which initially cost more, but hopefully in the long run they'll save on energy. The fire alarm inspection was $1,001. This is an annual inspection.
Which is down $4 from what we have previously paid them.
Okay.
A savings of $4.
Wow. on page five, Our IT person, $1,080. And then on page six, NICOR bill is going up a little bit, $922.50. RJ Kuhn was here because Michelle said that water in this part of the building was very smelly. And so they had them come and they did replace a part. And she said actually the water in the whole building is smelly. And Kuhn said it's because there's not enough water run through. You know, like we would at our homes. And so she actually, I told her she needs to write a new job description because she said, pass this on to the next person. On one day of the month, she goes around and turns all the water on upstairs so that that water can circulate. The next day, she comes downstairs and does the same thing. So then.
And she turns them all on at one time. Mm-hmm. How long do you let it run?
I tried 15, 20 minutes. And they, when they first run, some of them are kind of yellow coming out, and some of them are clear.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Is it smelling better now after that?
Oh, well, yeah, but you got to keep doing that. Hmm. Otherwise.
Can't they treat the tank?
I don't know. It just, you know, it just don't get used enough, I guess. But. Hmm.
Did you have something to say to that?
Well, I was just saying I actually did use the restroom before the meeting, and there was a bit of a smell to
it. You thought somebody else would come out. I
noticed. No, I've noticed it before, but.
Okay, down at the bottom, the elevator, it says elevator repair, but Michelle said that wasn't actually a repair. But there has to be a person here from the elevator company when the fire inspection is done for the elevator. So that $442.50 is for that. And she said she's
wrong job.
To be present.
So, well, they have to control it, like lift it up. And then the fire inspection could go underneath and check everything, make sure that it doesn't fall on them. So
it's not a matter of just being present. It's not a matter of like trying to coordinate their other maintenance with when someone can be here. It's just a separate thing that they have
well,
to do.
Well, she's tried, she said, to get them to come when they do their maintenance check. And they said it's two different groups of people. So.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Yeah. So, that increased that bill considerably. And then Trico was here, $3,217.44, and that was for their fall inspection. So our total, $10,791.37. And the next 3 pages reflect our payroll, three payments, as Rob pointed out last month. So, our total disbursements for December, $69,915.52. If you look on the budget report, we're at 67% of the fiscal year. No more property taxes came in, so we're at 98% there. Excuse me, but there was a small amount, $235, that came in personal property tax. We're below budget for library fines, library subscription cards, copy fees, and the DVD rental income. So
maybe we could put something in the paper, drumming up, come to the library and rent some DVDs for a cozy winter night, and drum up people coming.
Put something in the paper about coming and renting DVDs at the library for a cozy winter night or something.
Since we're down We expected $5,000 this year. And is it because, do you think it's because we don't have new DVDs? Or because
it's
people
because,
are just...
No, it's because of Netflix.
People are just not using it at all.
Yeah, Netflix.
It's something that's going to be...
If they're not going to do Netflix, like I don't do Netflix, if I just go to Redbox. You're usually getting them late. I'm getting it like 7 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, like it's a more impulse thing. You're in the Walmart thinking, oh, what are we going to watch tonight, like right now? So it's 7
And it's a dollar. Is it a dollar at Redbox?
It's $1.50 now, but... Still, it's a more convenient thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, we'll have to adjust our budget then next year, we think.
Yeah.
That's really true. Cause,
and then our investment earnings are way down too. Only 15% of what was budgeted. So,
what is that? Oh, excuse me. That's a delayed reaction. Why is that so far down?
Well, as you recall, the library board passed their budget pretty early last year. I think December, actually, of 2014, you passed your fiscal year ending 16 budget. It's more of a historical norm, but now that rates are so low and we're no longer participating in IMET, we're only earning about maybe 5-10 basis points at most with the investments you do have. All the money you have at the bank, either Illinois Funds or Old Second, is earning interest, just not very much.
Oh, okay. Just like at home.
Yeah. So we'll have to adjust that on our budget for next year also.
Yeah.
I'm going to see a lot of these.
Okay, and then if you'll notice on page 3, payments were made for our bond for the library debt. So, but then we also took in $2,300 in development fees. Does anybody have any questions about the budget? Rob, any comments?
No, just your expenditures in Fund 82 is shown on page 2. There's only 62% of budget, so you're trending well because December is 67th month of the fiscal year. And as Sandy mentioned, development fees are 109% of budget, so that's encouraging. There is some development taking place around town, and we're reaping the benefits there, so that's good to see.
And that development fees, I think I've asked you this before, but when it's showing $2,300 for December, is that actually, have they paid those fees earlier in the fall? Or is that...
No, that's the...
They actually pay them in December?
They pay them in that current month, correct.
So they're ready to go with some new building then.
And that's what Michelle's using for books.
Right.
She said she's going to save some back for updating on the computers.
It may have been a touch higher this December compared to other Decembers just because the weather was so mild.
That's
too.
True.
I think the guys were out doing a lot more than they might normally.
So they might have even started some builds
Correct.
In December
sure,
because of that
sure.
climate. Okay.
Okay. The general ledger activity report is memorial and special gifts. And we're on the back of that page now, which is totaling $6,812.15. $2,000 of that, Michelle said, just came in from the Friends as a gift. And then there's about $2,000 of that that's in there that's for the mini golf. So then, let's see. Here's the cash statement. I actually have no comment on that. Rob, do you have anything?
Well, again, your cash peaked in September and October when you got the full kind of brunt of the property taxes. Now you're going to see it steadily going down. You paid your debt service, so that was a big chunk of cash outflow, so that's gone. But you'll see that number continue to decline a little bit until you get back into May and June and you get your property tax allotments again. So.
Is it June the
2nd?
Final payment goes out?
June is the was the first one of the year. It's just interest, so it's not the big one. The big one always happens in December because it's both principal and interest. So.
Okay. That's all I have.
Someone like to make a motion? Mayor Bales?
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
Greider?
Yes.
Gambro?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
All right, moving on, Library Director's report.
Characters that are coming to the library, so it's going to be a fun time for everyone. All of our kids' programs we had, they were all Christmas parties. Our birthday celebration, I put down we had 100 people here. I kind of lost count.
It was kind of a busy day.
I talked last month about the Polar Express, how nice that was, and the visit with Santa, and we have the numbers here for you. Santa, we had 83 people. The library was decorated very nice, if any of you got to come and go through it. Particularly the children's room was always decorated real nice. Our patron count was pretty high. Usually in December it goes down real low, but it was real quite high this time. Our friends, the library gave us $2,000 to use for books and programming. We have an art wall upstairs that we have a local artist display their artwork every 6 weeks. And this time now we have Winston Gambrell's art up there. So if you get a chance to take a look at it, it's amazing. It really
is. It's not like what's usually up there. He's a comic book artist, so, you know, usually that's more, I don't know, traditional media.
But it's still, it's comic art.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm not belittling that at all. It's just not.
Winston,
yes, definitely.
Winston came to our library as a little baby in an infant seat. And that's when they had infant seats. Do you remember them? You would, you're too young, but the infant seats.
Right.
And he had this curly, curly hair. And I still haven't ever forgiven his mother for cutting it. And now we're showing his artwork up there. Yeah. So he's a really
He is kid. Actually here more frequently than I am. For sure more frequently than I am, because he really uses the interlibrary loan a lot, and they do a great job of helping him find books, like really obscure comic book artists that he studies their style, and so he has a nice relationship with the ladies up front.
Is he in college?
He just graduated.
He does amazing work. He's just really good stuff. And the last thing I have to show you is Shelley. Sometime, if you get some time to look through it, it's pretty thick. She did a scrapbook of our one heart year celebration. All of the advertisements and the pictures of this, our wonderful cake, things that happened throughout. She saved all of the authors, the papers that were up on the wall, put them in here. So it's pretty neat. It's going to be in our genealogy for our historical information about the library. So she did a nice job on it. I was hoping Kate, is Kate the secretary?
Yes, I think Kate is.
I think Kate is too.
She wasn't here last month, and she's not here. I was hoping that I could get her to send a thank you note to the committee that did all of this work.
Do you want me to contact her, or would you like to?
One of us can. I don't know.
I don't mind.
Can you do that? I have addresses here for the. There's four people on the committee: Shelley, Dixie, and Marianne Manthai, and a Suzanne, one of the friends of the library. And they really were the ones that did a lot. And I think it would be really nice if the board would send them a thank you and appreciate what they've done. So,
yep.
If you want this, you can have it. Their address is in here, too.
Do you want me to mail that to Kate? Or drop? Maybe let me email Kate, and I'll tell her it's here to see you.
Yeah.
That way, if she doesn't feel comfortable doing it, then we'll have it here, and I can
email her the address.
Yep, there she is.
Oh, perfect. Here's Kate. Here's our secretary. That's okay. We're glad you're here. We were just discussing sending a thank you note to the people who worked on the committee. You can sit either place. Carol's
I'm going to Carol's.
The people who worked on the 100-year committee, there was four people that we'd like to send a thank you from the library board.
Okay.
And since you're the secretary, would you be willing to do that?
Sure. You just
we have the addresses, and it's just...
I'm just like thank, just like personal thank you cards?
Yeah, just thanking them for all their work on the 100-year, four people.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Just from the board.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So
I'll grab those addresses.
Perfect.
So that's all I have. Thank you.
I think we're going to say like 100 people.
Well, you were here. We all thought. let's see. We don't have a city council liaison here tonight. Do we have any standing committee reports? Unfinished business, the Library 101.
Well, that would be Kate and I, which we have not had a chance to get together since before the holidays. So maybe we'll talk after the meeting tonight, Kate.
Yeah.
Then we'll have more of a report next month.
Yeah.
We hope.
I think the hope was to like kind of wait till January to, yeah.
Yeah.
And backing up a bit, when Susan gets in here, I'm meeting.
She is.
Speaking about the Mason Mobile.
That's right.
We need to set up a finance committee to work on the budget.
Budget.
All right. So exciting.
I sent you the template.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, the next item is new business, evening hours. That came up last month. So we added it, but I don't recall exactly why it's on here. To extend our to be open on Mondays.
On Mondays. Yeah.
So that we could utilize the library boardroom.
Well, and also to accommodate our patrons that have several have approached me about how we're closed so early that they appreciate having later hours. Especially one day a week, I think that would be
7 PM most days, right? Monday through Thursday.
Yeah. And yes.
And it's 5 o'clock on Friday?
5 and then 4 on Saturday.
Is it 10 to 4 on Saturday?
Yes.
I think it's 10 to 4 on Saturday.
10 to 4.
10 to 4. 10 to 4. 10 to 4. I think I got here once at 9. I was like, oh, I'm not open.
You've all done that at different points.
Well, I personally think at this point we're not in a position to do that. Maybe after we look at, when we're looking at the budget, we can consider that.
Well, why would it make a difference if we opened at noon and went till 9, or then we wouldn't have any extra hours?
Oh, you mean start later.
Start later one day. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that would be very confusing.
We did just have quite a bit of study on looking at that, and we decided eventually not to do it. After much was said and done, we decided to just leave things the way they were. I guess I'm not particularly comfortable just changing the evening hours one night.
I think when we talk about it, Monday's at midnight only because we were closed on Sunday. And so it's a big night for getting stuff in that week for school, or, you realize over the weekend you really needed something, and if you work a regular 9 to 5, you can't always get here by 7. So just to remember that when we do talk about it again, if we add that, I think Monday's nice.
Well, that's a really good point, because I felt a little uncomfortable. Initially, we had talked about this a while ago because we wanted to use our library board meeting room, because it's beautiful. But I just felt personally uncomfortable just extending an hour so that we could use a room. But I kind of like that justification that if we're closed on Sunday, we're open longer hours. But I do, personally, I agree that maybe that's something that we could ask the budget committee to look at and see. What would it cost us to stay open 2 more hours or an hour? What would it be, 1 more hour to 8? We'd have to be later.
8:30?
We'd have to be timely. Get out of here by 8:30.
I think we talked about this quite a bit at length when we were talking about the survey. And I didn't think it was feasible at that time.
Didn't the librarian say something about how they would rather we not
change hours.
Yeah.
Right, we had decided that. But I think this came up because we were discussing the beautiful meeting room that we never use. And so, in a way, like I said, I hate to extend hours so that we can meet in a nicer room. Like, I don't like that idea. But in a way, we did build this building with this beautiful room that's not being utilized because
of... Why can't
we
use it?
Because of the Open Meetings Act.
Yeah.
People have to be able to attend meetings. And
but if they can get in this room, why couldn't...
Because it's up... You know where it is?
Yeah.
So we'd have to... Once the library closes, then... People should have to be able to come anytime they want to the meeting, and once the library closes, if we're still having a meeting, we're in violation of the Open Meetings Act, so they can't get to the meeting.
But if the library is closed now, how do they get in now?
They get in through this door.
So is this not technically the library anymore?
It's a meeting room.
We can more easily control this room.
Okay.
So I'm looking
for a
room.
Right, because if we're upstairs and somebody comes in, we can't see them. Somebody has to be working to man the door to make sure that the person's going
they
in.
Could be
and they could come in and steal
there.
All the books.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We use that meeting room
hours. Some.
The finance committee uses it when we do our budget. Maybe you guys should come to the budget meetings.
Could we have a staff
Beth is like...
Do the front desk.
Yep.
7 until 8:30 staff Tuesday. That'd be cheaper than adding a couple hours.
I think that would just be a backlash to find the board justifying that just so they could sit in those comfortable chairs.
Well, I don't think that's it, Sandy. I think that a lot of it is the fact that we went to the community, we asked them for the money to build this new extension of the library, and part of it was to have an appropriate board and just have it sitting empty. I'm going to say empty. It is being used, but it's not for the purpose intended. And it's unfortunate that when we built it, none of us thought about access to the public. But I think it's a travesty not to be using it.
Do you remember the controversy there was from the city council members?
About the room?
Yes.
About our room?
Yes.
I don't know this. Share.
Me either. I don't know. Yeah. I was going to say we should keep it open. I can continue to be here, but my kids were in a robotics program that they were, like, pushing the kids out because they need to get them out before the library closes. And so there's a lot of programs that start, for me, and I'm a school teacher, at an hour that is way too early. Like, they have all these great programs for kids that start at 4:30. 5 o'clock. Why? Well, there's nowhere that they can meet at 5:36. Like, they can't have a meeting start at 6 here because they have to be out by 7. And so, like, even that one day a week, I could see robotics being like, oh, could we use your room on Mondays? You know what I mean? Because they meet every week for, like, 2 to 3 months. I think a lot more people in the community would be like, the library's open 2 hours later. Let's see if we could get in their room or if we could... That it would... More parts of the library, I think, would get used on that later night. There's a lot of things that happen after 5:30, that when they think they have to be out by 7, this is not viable. You know, I think it's not just, these chairs are comfortable to me. I didn't even know about this room until last meeting, but I think there's other things that we could be offering our community by being open later at least one night a week. It's like a public space that they, sometimes if they try to get to school, they want to charge them. We allow people to be here as community members a lot more, so I don't know. Well, we still have to pay for it, so we still have to wait until I make the budget.
Out of curiosity, what was the backlash from the city council? I'm just super curious now.
All we need is more money.
It wasn't necessarily backlash. It was just once the library opened and we had a boardroom. Correct me if I'm wrong here, those of you who were around, some of the city council committees decided they were going to meet in our boardroom without
asking.
just said they were going to, and then there was kind of an issue about...
And that was pretty much a different board.
And they did discuss the comfortable chair. Like, the reason they wanted to be there was because we had the most comfortable chairs. It was ridiculous. I mean, that's not why we don't have it open. And that's, right. But it was. It is a little bit of a touchy, kind of kooky.
Something I want to borrow. Is it only for the library board?
Mm-hmm. That's what we have in our policies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, if you are meeting, if we're in agreement, I'm not sure that we all are, but if we're in agreement that we'll ask the budget committee to take a look at it and see what it would cost to be open Monday nights for an additional hour and a half, and just see what that cost would be, and bring it back, and we could just discuss what we think.
As far as the board room is concerned, would it make more sense just to repurpose it for something else, so like other community members can use it? Because I don't think any of us in here care so much about being in a pretty room. Like, we're not here to be in a pretty, you know what I mean? It's pretty, but we're here to make the library better.
That's because she hasn't sat in the chair, so.
Anyone's like, yeah.
Susan, were you on the board when we met up there? Okay.
But like, yeah, if it is designated just for the board and we're not using it for valid reason.
What about the coffee shop? That'd be a good location. Yeah. Right next to the kitchen.
Or just, you know, make it open as another meeting space. I don't know, might as well. Or like, you know, maybe other committees could meet there if they rent it out for a nominal fee.
I think because of its location, I don't think it would be advisable to let the public in there because it's behind all the lines.
It is a secure area.
But if we were in there, we could rent this space out. Mm-hmm. Right. Which could help offset the cost.
Well, we do rent this space out.
But like she's saying, like if we stayed open an hour and a half Monday nights, this space could be rented Monday nights.
Because we weren't in it at all. Whereas now we know we can't give it on Mondays.
Although it's not rented that frequently to the public. I think it was only rented out 3 times this past month. So, I mean, and we could drum up the robotics team or, maybe we could drum up business for it. But I don't know that us being in here is necessarily causing us to lose rental money. Unless we really promoted it as something that...
Right.
So, going back to the finance committee, are you saying that if we do extend the hours in the evening, we're cutting back in the morning?
Well, not the way you're looking at it. Because the way I said it, if we extended it, it wouldn't matter with the budget. The way I want it is you just open later, an hour and a half later, on Mondays. So it's the same hours, just move back.
Do you think people would be upset about that, though, that people are... The
traffic already has indicated they don't like, the staff doesn't like the change. So that's one of the negatives that I have seen on that. The public, though, you mean, they used to be closed 1 or 2 days a week in the morning, right, Michelle?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Thursday morning, it opened at noon when we were in this building here years ago.
So. Yeah. Wasn't it Tuesdays and Thursdays?
I thought it was 2 days. Yeah.
I think it was.
You know, you got to understand, the morning's as important as the evenings. You know, add to it, but don't take away.
I was going to say, I wouldn't take it. Yeah. I mean, we're closed on Sunday, so it's like Monday morning, you're waiting for them to open if you need to use a computer or...
Here, you know, the kids go home and take naps in the afternoon, so their moms like to come in the morning, so... Mm-hmm.
So that answers Sandy's question.
We just need money.
Well, and, you know, when we looked at our priorities as a board a few years ago, I mean, it was an unofficial thing, but one of the things we wanted to do was expand hours, and we still haven't done it, and I know we put it to rest about 2 months ago. So, you know, I'm ready to let it lie, but I'm also, you know, we decided we didn't have money to spend on increases in pay, and we've decided we're going to do that. So, I guess... Because this is coming up again, I'm not saying forget about it, but I'm saying we seriously should see what the cost would be if we were going to do it. Just see how that would affect their budget. You know, knowing that we'd have to have 3 people on staff or whatever we'd have to be open times how many hours.
How many staff people would you need? If you're going to extend it for an hour, one, two, three, four people will be here.
Because you have to have two down and two up.
Possibly five if there's a program going on. So.
Well, if they have a program going on in the extended hours, that's something we want is to offer. You know, I mean, that wouldn't be the worst thing because we were trying to get that.
We have a lot of programs. You can look at the librarian's report, and it's the ladies are doing real good on
it. There's a lot of offerings.
So that would be one full-time person and three part-time?
Right. Four, and then the full-time would be the... program. If there's a program going on, there'd be five people because you can't do a program and watch a children's department at the same time.
But you could get by with four part-time people.
So shall we?
Actually, one of them would be a full-time person because Dixie's here on Monday night, so she's full-time. And then it would be one, two, three other part-time. And if there's a program going on in the children's department, if they choose to do it that night, or if you want them to, then there'd be another person.
What if it was an adult program? Do we have any adult programs besides
book? We have them in here. It doesn't matter if we're here at midnight. The library's closed, you know. So...
So you don't need additional staff if you offer a adult program?
Well, Shelley, she works at indoor hours. She'll come in later.
I see. So just adjust that.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about giving each of the full-time people that extra hour and a half? Can they put that into their hours to extend the day and then not have?
Yeah.
But you'd still want a part-time. I don't know.
Well, let's table this until after we have a report from the committee. Do you think you'll meet before next month? Budget committee.
Rob, when did you say you wanted our budget in?
March, April. Probably March would be the ideal time. But, I mean, typically council doesn't pass the city's budget until the first meeting in April at the earliest, so... I mean, if the city did pass the draft library budget, then you approve your budget, you know, at your meeting, and we would just present that at the next council meeting. So I would say just by April at the latest.
Well, why don't we keep this on the agenda next month? If you guys haven't met, we'll just carry it over to the following month. But we'll try and have it by our March meeting, have something that we can vote on, right?
Okay, who's on that? Again, Susan's chair.
You?
Russ.
Russ?
Barb.
So four of us.
The meeting room name is on here. Again, I'm not sure.
I was told to put that on there because you had officially... You told me that.
I don't doubt it. I just don't remember.
It had to be official on the board.
We went ahead and did it unofficially.
Yes. Right. Because I noticed it's actually on the agenda for tonight in the Michelle Pfister meeting room. So we have to make a motion that we agree to name it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I will make a motion that we will officially name, in honor of her service to the Yorkville Public Library, name the historic wing will be now called the Michelle Pfister Meeting Room.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay.
I see you put that up there. That
was
very nice.
Thank you again for that. I appreciate that.
So, we also... need to, we had talked about the plaque, so we need to discuss that.
Does anyone have a source for us of what, where we can go? Or what we can...
Yeah. Tom and I actually stepped over to Oswego, place that he knew, and talked to a person over there. That might
I don't think so.
Because this is, I think that's in Geneva.
It's back in the
it used to be the
park,
trophy shop. Is that the one that used to be the trophy shop downtown at the firehouse?
I couldn't tell you. But anyway, so I talked to the fella there, and but anyway, if we want to do the bronze plaque like the ones that are out there, it goes by size rather than the number of words that are okay. on the plaque. So, I just thought this out of the time, I'm sorry. If we went with like about a 10.5 by 8 would be approximately $250.
It's about this size.
You want me to check in?
Oh, you have.
You have done more than $250.
It doesn't have to be real big.
That is
well, that's
big
not very big. That's about the size of Russ's screen here.
Smaller than this, roughly this size.
So, because he had one there that was 10.5 by 4, and that was too small,
uh-huh.
and so then, so.
I think we should do that.
Do you have a motion?
Sure. I'll make a motion that we purchase.
Wait, it's not on the agenda.
Well, it's meeting room name.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think it goes.
We can extend it that far. Okay.
I make a motion that we. That's a good point, Russ. Say that on there. Okay. I think we have to put that on next month's meeting. That can you put on the agenda for next month? That we will
purchase
have
some.
Purchase of.
Plaque.
Yes.
Okay.
For $250.
Well,
or. I was going to let her have a chance to search some more. That was only the one place I went to.
Right. That's the only one I know of, so if anybody
it's
else.
Fox Valley gone.
I haven't been there in 10 years.
Do we have to have
that
alone on it?
No,
just for meeting room.
I thought you had to have.
I would say five.
Eric told me that we should have as much information on there as possible. On the agenda, so people know exactly. But
I'd say not to exceed 400.
All right, let's just put that. Not to exceed 400. Let's just say not to exceed $400, so that way anyone reading the agenda knows what we're...
What kind of expense.
Right.
Sometimes you can buy it online.
Here it is. I found it. It is Fox Valley Trophy and Smoke Shops.
Who's the recipient?
Jeannie and Jeff Lamar.
Oh, right.
Well, that sounds like a good company to go with. So, next month we'll officially vote on it, but if we could, like, you could think of...
I'll see if I can get a little bit more information.
Yeah, just...
Okay.
That would be perfect. Thank you.
So, how do you want it on the purchase of plaque
for the meeting room.
Meeting room. And not the price or
nothing. Well, not to exceed
$400. And if I come back and it's going to be $425?
Right. I'm going to write you a check for $25. Get that in the minutes.
Yes, I have. Well, and I was also looking at maybe as you walk out, I thought it would be more appropriate to have it on the inside here on that wall instead of...
In the foyer.
In the foyer, right.
I agree. Because the foyer is kind of like the people who... We're on the board when they built this building, as opposed to we're naming this room. So I think it should be inside. And then the last item was the review of the executive session.
Russ, do you want to
make a motion on that? I know a couple of us did look at the executive session minutes.
Well, you mean taking the one out, or are we just going to take the one out?
But the other one you want to keep in, right?
Okay.
So.
This one?
Hey, Michelle. This one is just going to Marion, not Marion.
This one you want Marion, to remain in the executive session?
I just want to make sure I don't give you this one.
That's not necessary. Yes, you're going into the session.
You were okay to release that one.
No, we're not going into the
session. Oh, you're not? Oh, all right.
Sorry, nice try.
That was close.
Yeah, how was you of executive
session? Make a motion first here.
Okay.
Pull this one up. I make a motion that we remove the minutes from a personnel committee back in February of 2015. That was the committee meeting discussing Michelle's evaluation. It was put in the executive minutes by mistake. They shouldn't have been there.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
What it is, it's a summary. It's a committee meeting.
The committee meeting
minutes that got put in. It's not an executive session.
Yeah, it's not. It's just what it was and who was there.
And why is there now and not last time we reviewed these minutes?
Well, these are in the new ones.
I know, but
not in the old ones.
I know, but
why are we catching
that
now?
6 months ago, we would have reviewed, didn't we?
Yeah.
And this was prior to that.
I don't know. Maybe I got to put it. I don't know. Was it
human error?
Okay.
It was weird, but it doesn't need to be there. So.
You're not.
Anyway, I have three sets of minutes that I wouldn't matter to me to be pulled out of the old. Well, including the December 14th meeting, executive meeting minutes, and three others. From the old set that I don't think would be a problem releasing. They're from January 12th, February 9th, and March 9th of 2015. January 12th was pertaining to executive minute reviews. February 9th was a discussion about the custodian. No names were in that one. And March 9th was the discussion of the library director's evaluation and review, which those three, at least those three, I don't see it, plus the December 14th, I don't see an issue with releasing. December 14th, we were talking about employee compensation.
I did not go back through the old ones. I only looked at what was in the new part. And since we had previously reviewed those other ones at this point, without having looked at them again, I would recommend that they stay in with the olds.
Did anyone else look at those? I did not.
I did not review those.
At this time, I did not see any review before when we thought they should remain.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to read
the.
I
don't trust you. I mean, I'm not challenging your judgment, Ross. It's just that I haven't looked at them again.
Are we in agreement that the December 14, 2015 executive session meetings, those of us who looked at it, can be moved from packet 2 and be released?
I move that happen.
I'll second that.
All in favor of that?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, so for the record, we're just removing something that was in, we believe, accidentally a committee report, and then we're removing the December 14th meeting, 2015 meeting, from packet 2 can be released. And all of the items in packet 1 we're going to retain until next time.
Do you need
a
motion for that? Okay.
That we're going to, yeah, maybe we should have a motion. Would someone like to make a motion? I can do it if you want to.
Oh,
okay.
Retain. Retain. And it's compensated, right?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay. I think that is it. How about... Yeah, thanks, Russ. Any seconds for that? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We will see you all next month. I will be busy.